Ready to roll? The House will come to order. Please stand. The flag salute will be led by Representative Vicky Berger.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. Our opening ceremonies will be presented by Chaplain Rajan Zed from Reno, Nevada, guest of Representative Berger.
It is a great honor for us when ancient Sanskrit scriptures are being read in this great hall of democracy of great state of Oregon. I will read in Sanskrit, then translate in English. Om Bhur Bhubaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenam Bargo Devasya Dimahi Diyo Yona Prachodyat. We meditate on the transcendental glory of the Deity Supreme, who is inside the heart of the earth, inside the life of the sky, and inside the soul of the heaven. May he stimulate and illuminate our minds. Asto ma sadgamya, tamso ma jyotirgamya, mrityor mamratam gamya. Lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayo haya karmana sarira yatrapi chate na prasiddhiyet karmana yagna tatat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandana dartham karma kantya mukta sangha samachara. Fulfill all your duties. Action is better than inaction. Even to maintain your body, you are obliged to act. Selfish action imprisons the world. Act selflessly without any thought of personal profit. Tasmada asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakato hyachara karma parma panoti purusha karma neva hi samsiddhi masita janaka daya loka sangraha mevapi sampa syan kartu marhasi. Strive constantly to serve the welfare of the world. By devotion to selfless, one attains the supreme goal of life. Do your work with the welfare of others always in mind. Om saha navavatu saha nambunaktu saha viryan karva vahai Tejasvi Nava Ditamastu Ma Vidvisa Vahai. May we be protected together. May we be nourished together. May we work together with great vigor. May your study be enlightening. May no obstacle arise between us. Samani Va Akuti Samana Hirdyani Va Samanam Astu Vo Mano Yatha Va Susa Hasti. United your resolve, united your hearts, may your spirits be at one, that you may long together dwell in unity and concord. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Om.
Courtesies, Representative Berger.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our invocation today, I think you'll notice, was somewhat unique. Chaplain Rajan Zed is a prominent Hindu chaplain, Hinduism teacher, and Indo-American leader. He read the first Hindu prayer in the United States Senate in Washington, D.C. in 2007. He is very active in interfaith dialogue in the region. He serves on various boards of directors, advisory committees, and boards. He is one of the panelists on Our Faith, a prestigious interactive conversation on religion produced jointly by Newsweek and WashingtonPost.com. And he writes for Our Faith. He He has an MBA from the University of Nevada and a Master's of Science in Mass Communication from San Jose State University. He has received various awards, and I think you'll agree that it is a special treat to hear his words in Sanskrit, one of our oldest surviving languages, and the message of today resonates just as much today as it did thousands of years ago. So thank you to him for coming.
Thank you. We will now proceed with our moment in history. Representative Van Orman, our moment in history.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my honor today to talk about National Book Month and to report to you the book chosen by Oregon Reads is The Stubborn Twig, which is about the Yasui family in Hood River. And today, I wish to celebrate Walt Morey, an author who resided in Wilsonville, and the History Minute today is written by Eric Kimmel. Walt Morey lived from 1907 to 1992. He was a big, broad-shouldered guy who earned his living outdoors. He wrote in the literary tradition of Stuart Holbrook and Jack London. Born in Hoquiam, Washington, Morey started school in Jasper, Oregon, and moved frequently as his family followed jobs and opportunities. He hated school and, by his own admission, never read anything. But one day in Great Falls, Montana, his teacher gave him a biography of cowboy artist Charles Russell. Overnight, he became a voracious reader. After barely finishing high school, Morey worked at several jobs. He had success in writing adventure stories for pulp magazines, but the coming of television ended the pulp market and Morey's writing career. He went to Alaska to work as a deep-sea diver and returned with stories of killer whales, sharks, and crabs the size of double beds. Morey began writing for a new audience, children, especially boys. Morey's best-known books are Gentle Ben and Kavik the Wolf Dog. Testing oneself against external and internal challenges and a deep respect for the natural world are important themes in all of them. Morey never had trouble connecting with children. To watch him in action was to see Gentle Ben in the flesh. He was a tall, powerful man, entrancing elementary school children who were taking their school field trips to visit him with tales of adventures and sharing his passion for stories, books, the outdoors, and writing.
For the courtesies, Representative Beyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I am lucky to have two students from the Eugene-Springfield area that are shadowing me. And the first one is Daniel Mingus, who is attending your alma mater, Sheldon High School. He is from Heidelberg, Germany. And then I have Vanessa Schilling, who is attending Springfield High School. And believe it or not, she comes from Coburg, Germany. And I'd like to extend courtesies to my guests.
Welcome to the Oregon House. You'll find, since I'm married to somebody from Springfield High School and I am from Sheldon High School, there's no contest which is the better high school. Further courtesies, Representative Widener.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to acknowledge up here behind me on the side aisle are members from my local area Chamber of Commerce in the great county, Yamhill County, wine capital of Oregon. If they would stand up, we have Phil Hutchin, Chris McLaren, Steve Patterson, Del Zook, Eric Wright, Sal Peralta, Bill Mackey, Dennis Stoutenberg, Matt Lazari, Brian John, James Tate, Tony, and Brenda Ketchum, all here to visit us today. So please extend your courtesies to them. Thank you.
Welcome to your Oregon House. Further courtesies, Representative Van Orman. Are you back in the queue? No. Representative David Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I encourage my fellow House members to recognize and extend courtesies to a class of 50 fourth graders from West Union Elementary up in the gallery. They are led by Connie Greenlee. Welcome to the Capitol.
Welcome. Enjoy your day. Further courtesies, Representative Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I would like to direct your attention up to the gallery. They look like they're parsed out there a little bit. But please welcome Laura Mackey's sixth grade class from Lacombe School. Lacombe would be a little smaller and a little farther than even Scio. And you might recognize one of the students up there, my son, Austin Springer. And so this is a pretty amazing group of kids that have, for the most part, been together since kindergarten. Please welcome them.
Further courtesies. Seeing none, the clerk will now open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. Excuse Representative Comp, Representative Greg Smith. All other members are present. Messages from the Governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform the Senate has passed Senate Bill 338 and Senate Bill 5562.
First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HJM 6, urging Congress to set goals for universal and open access to Internet.
Measures read for the first time and passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. The committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2418 relating to persons exempt from real estate licensing law. House Bill 2440 relating to audits and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2464 relating to health savings accounts. House Bill 2465 relating to protection for health insurance premium payments. House Bill 2466 relating to administrative rural review by legislative council and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2467 relating to taxation and appropriate money. House Bill 2469 relating to taxation and appropriate money. House Bill 2470 relating to dogs. House Bill 2471 relating to elderly medical expense tracking prescribing effective date providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2472 relating to business energy tax credits and prescribing the effective date. House Bill 2473 relating to real estate transfer taxation. House Bill 2474 relating to property tax collection prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of three-fifths majority. House Bill 2475 relating to cargo container property tax exemption. House Bill 2476 relating to sexual abuse. House Bill 2477 relating to invasion of personal privacy. House Bill 2478 relating to bodily fluids. House Bill 2479 relating to false claims. House Bill 2480 relating to contributory negligence. House Bill 2481 relating to transfers of real property interest and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2482 relating to state agencies. House Bill 2043 relating to physical hazards to air navigation. House Bill 2044 relating to scrap metal. House Bill 2045 relating to annexations. House Bill 2045 relating to the Distinguished Oregon Medal Appropriating Money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2047 relating to Oregon Opportunity Grant Program. House Bill 2488 relating to hiring in connection with a public contract. House Bill 2489 relating to documents issued by Department of Transportation. House Bill 2490 relating to the Department of Corrections. House Bill 2491 relating to substance that can constitute an intoxicant when operating a vehicle. House Bill 2492 relating to vehicles. House Bill 2493 relating to greenhouse gas cap and trade systems. House Bill 2494 relating to active duty military service homestead property tax exemptions. House Bill 2495 relating to records of state accident insurance fund corporations declaring an emergency. House Bill 2496 relating to property tax exemptions for charitable organizations prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2497 relating to employment. House Bill 2498 relating to aviation safety and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2499 relating to motorcycle helmets. House Bill 2500 relating to public finance and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2501 relating to base pay for Oregon State Police Troopers. House Bill 2502 relating to criminal procedure. House Bill 2503 relating to medical marijuana in the workplace.
Bills read for the first time or passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 2233 relating to commercial driver training. House Bill 2284 relating to correction of erroneous material in Oregon law. House Bill 2312 relating to recognition of business entities formed by tribal governments and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2321 relating to Department of Corrections.
Bills read for the second time are passed to third reading. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2198, relating to life insurance producer continuing education requirements.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2198. Representative Barton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Allow me to preface my comments today by telling you in a moment of sincerity what an honor it is to serve with each and every one of you. I wanted to say that early on because I have been informed that perhaps I will be less charitable when we're done with this process. I rise today on House Bill 2198, which, so currently in Oregon law, everyone licensed to sell insurance has to take certain continuing education requirements. Kind of like I do as a lawyer, I have to take CLEs, they're called. There is a narrow exemption in Oregon law, and the purpose of this bill is to remove that exception. The exception applies only to life insurance agents over the age of 58 who have been practicing for more than 10 years and are only servicing existing contracts. Now, perhaps you ask with bated breath, why is it we should remove this exception? And I'm here to tell you there are three reasons for that. First, the purpose of these continuing education requirements is to protect consumers by making certain insurance agents have the requisite knowledge and expertise to provide advice and offer insurance products suitable for consumers. Life insurance, as you know, or as I am told, is a complex and constantly changing area of insurance, and so agents who are exempt from this might not have the knowledge to adequately advise customers. Second, exempt agents cannot legally sell consumers additional or different coverage that they might need. And number three, and most importantly, the exemption currently allowed under Oregon law is inconsistent with the national standards for insurance agents, and that there is an industry push to basically streamline that process. Accordingly, I urge you to adopt House Bill 2198. Mr. Speaker, with that said, perhaps some of my colleagues might be as interested in this bill as I am. I'd be happy to answer any questions I may.
Further discussion? And you are correct. Representative Galizio.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the carrier, the representative from, what is it, Mousketeerland? Yeah.
Mr.
Representative Galizio, a reminder about the House rules related to defaming the character of your colleagues.
Indeed, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Galizio has a question. The carrier, do you yield to a question?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
He does.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is there any truth to the accusation that it's your perception that anyone over the age of 35 is enfeebled and incapable of benefiting from continuing education that has motivated your desire to carry this bill?
Let me confer with my administrator. How old is Representative Galizio? No, that is not accurate.
Follow up?
You have a further question?
Further question?
Further question, do you yield?
I do.
And also, is there any truth to the rumor that you explained in committee that you support this bill because you said, quote, you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
No.
Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the carrier?
Question of the carrier, does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
Thank you. I just wanted to know if this trend of having high school kids come into the legislature, is this what's going to happen? Is it that seniors are going to be discriminated against from now on? Is that what's going on here?
Mr. Speaker, the trend that the representative from the heart of Washington County refers to is, I think we would all agree, certainly a positive one. However, I do not believe his fears are justified.
Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Yes.
He does.
Representative, I, first of all, you are probably aware of a tradition of getting questions early, and I want to apologize for not doing that. I was trained by someone you don't know, Representative Crummell. But I do apologize, and I would have, in your case, gotten the questions to you, but you were otherwise occupied with your peers earlier up in the day. So my question is, do you read the newspapers, and is this the hard-hitting bill of the session for you?
Mr. Speaker, I recently had occasion before the session began to knock on a number of doors in East Clackamas County. Indeed, I knocked on 11,000 doors, and I assure you, time after time, home after home, all I heard about are registered insurance agents over the age of 58 who don't have to take into an education requirements. Now, this is a very big deal in my district, certainly where I live. I cannot speak to the representative of, I believe it's Oregon's Christmas Tree District, and where he lives, although I did actually recently have occasion to visit his home. I really had a wonderful time there. I saw Pike Market. I caught a University of Washington game. I had a wonderful time up there.
Get it all out. To the bill.
To the bill.
I recommend you vote aye.
Further discussion. Representative Stigler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
I have but one question. Do your parents know you're here?
Oh, Mr. Speaker, what times are these when fellow freshmen even feel entitled to haze me? What? as to the actual substance of the question, I assure you that they do. The Amber Alert has been lifted. And
further discussion. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, to the bill.
To the bill.
Excuse me. And I've been here 21 years. Question of the carrier.
She has a question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do. And I don't even think I'm 21 years old.
He does.
That wasn't my point. But Representative Barton, you are from the coast originally, so you might relate to this. There's not a lot of good economically viable jobs in some places on the coast. Where I live, there is no city, but I live in the woods, so you can imagine my job opportunities. I'm turning 58 on June 25th this year, and I'm thinking this bill probably wouldn't go into effect until June 30th. And so, follow up? I'm asking multiple questions here. You can give me one answer. Should I be going into this business now, because my other real problem is test anxiety, and would I be able to get my license by the time we finish and this bill goes to an effect, so I could get a few clients in this room, probably, you young guys? Is that clear?
It is. Mr. Speaker, I first of all, I am delighted the good representative to actually ask what appears to be a substantive question. It seems we could use more of that around here. First, I believe this bill takes effect on January 1st, according to my read, so which gives plenty of time to qualify for this exemption, and if you were to qualify for this exemption before January 1st, you would be grandfathered in.
Even I'm a grandmother. Okay. To the bill.
To the bill.
Colleagues, I'm not going to ask another question because I don't think I could top that last one. And I would say, since this is his first bill, we should all vote for it just because.
Further discussion. Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. to my good new
Do you have a
colleague.
Question of the carrier, Representative
Question
Callen?
Of the carrier,
Question
please.
Of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
Thank you, Representative. I have a guest with me today who remembers you a bit and would like me to remind you that you are supposed to be in class. But actually, that raises a question in my mind. I'm really impressed with the responses that you've given to these searching questions on the bill, and I'm assuming that your capability kind of directly relates to your high school education. So I wondered if maybe you could speak to the quality of the education that the over 58 insurance representatives might need in order to qualify for this bill.
Mr. Speaker, first I would like to point out and agree with the representative from the Central Coast, who I might add parenthetically does represent the second best district in the state, that to the extent I have amounted to anything, however slight in this world, I do credit it all to the quality education I received at Newport High School. As for the quality of education that that registered insurance agents receive in this state, I cannot speak to it, but I'm confident that the Department of Consumer and Business Services ensures that it's excellent.
Further discussion, Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Mr. Speaker, I will always yield to the representative from West Salem.
He does.
I'm taking that to the bank. I have a few bill backs for you. Excuse me. Mr. Carrier, I call your attention to Section 1, Sub 4, A, small a, large a. It is my reading of this bill that your answer to Representative Boone was in error, and I think that in a public setting you need to correct yourself, please. Mr. Speaker,
I'm unaware of the error. Sorry.
Further question of the carrier?
Why don't we, a clarification of your question?
Yeah, did he read the bill?
Yes.
Would you read Section 1, Sub 4, small a, read the large a line of who this exemption applies to?
For small a.
I only have...
Perhaps further clarification could be useful at this time.
I guess it's sub D. It's large letter D.
So it is that or small B, D, capital
large
D.
Large
gotcha.
D.
Gotcha.
I think that's been clarified, so the carrier can answer that question.
Yeah. I, Mr. Speaker, I'm unaware of the error I made. This bill applies to those who have been selling insurance more than 10 years.
And Mr.
Further
clarification,
question?
Does that apply to Representative Boone, since you have offered her a license to sell insurance no qualifications?
We have a clarification. You may answer that question.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to thank the representative from West Salem for pointing out my error. I would like to further clarify the record that I was mistaken and apologize to the representative from the upper left coast.
Mr. Speaker, further question.
Further question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
All is forgiven. I'm bringing my bill backs, and I expect signature. Thank you.
Further discussion. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
Thank you, Representative. Where would you do your undergraduate work? Stanford?
Yes.
Great. Further question?
Further questions? Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
Law degree, Harvard Law School?
Correct.
Great. Thank you. Further question?
Further question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
Great. He does.
With reluctance.
So, what was it, Newport High School?
Indeed.
Great. Thank you. Further question to the carrier.
Further question to the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Hi.
So as you may recall, Representative, I'm Marshfield High School down the coast there a little bit, and then Oregon State. On line 7, on page 2, there's this term, endorsed, I-N-D-O-R-S-E-D. I mean, I've heard of an E-endorsement. I'm in politics. I have no idea what that means. Could you please illuminate the difference between the two for me?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to thank the good representative from Central and East Salem for his eagle eye and catching this misspelling, which appears to not actually be a part of this bill in any way, shape, or form. This appears to be an existing statute. A shame the things the Legislative Council does these days.
To the bill.
Further question of the carrier?
I'd like to speak to the bill when it's time.
To the bill.
Thank you. Under the sort of plain language requirements from last time, I think maybe technically it is correctly spelled. I tried to Google it, but I can't support this bill, even though it's existing language. I think it's out of compliance with plain language requirements from last session. Thank you.
Further discussion? Representative Widener.
Question for the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
As a fellow freshman and the belittling that's went on with my neighbor and cohort, and I feel like I should be a role model for him, and even though I'm not old enough to be his father, I am one of the younger Republicans in this House, but I'm still close to being old enough to be his father. I just want to know, did it hurt your feelings when your classmates got up and walked out when you were standing up to speak?
Mr. Speaker, I would assure the good representative that I'm used to it by now.
Just know, if you ever need a shoulder to cry on, I'm here for you, Representative Barton.
Further discussion, Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the carrier?
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
I was interested in your comments about the production of legislative council, and I was just wondering what your expectations are on the drafts you might have in the Office of Legislative Council.
Mr. Speaker, it appears that I might have committed a grievous error when I in any way impugned legislative council. I'd like to formally retract that again for the second time today that I'm clarifying the record and apologizing to one whom I've defamed. Thank you, Representative.
Further discussion. Representative Shoffler.
Thank you. I wasn't going to speak or ask, but it's picked my interest.
Is this a question of the carrier?
Yes, Mr. Speaker,
please. Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
And I just want to, I'll speak. Is it true, Representative, that you carpool to this august chamber with the Speaker because you need an adult in a car to legally drive?
Mr. Speaker, the representative from Happy Valley is, I believe, perhaps correct. But also, as long as I have this opportunity, I'd like to thank the representative from Happy Valley for ensuring that this bill, which otherwise might go to consent calendar, went directly to me early on in this session. He was indeed, the representative was, I overheard him saying, if anyone can fumble on the goal line, it's Barton.
Further discussion. Representative Clem, I believe, has already spoken to the bill. So you may speak a second time once we see no one else in the queue. Representative Clem.
Just a further question to the carrier.
Further question to the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
I apologize again, but you just said insuring or ensuring?
Mr. Speaker, I believe the representative from Central and East Salem misheard me.
Seeing no further discussion, Representative Barton, do you wish to close?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank the thank this chamber for the excellent discussion we've had today. I'm sure it was more fun for you than it was for me. Also, I will say, although I've been warned of this process, I was not warned of the length of this process. I admit it was quite a bit more protracted than I anticipated. But again, colleagues, thank you for your time. It is indeed a pleasure and honor to serve with you, and I urge you to support House Bill 2198.
Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Representative Jensen votes aye. Representative Berger, for what purpose are you in the queue?
Mr. Speaker, I would like to change my nay to aye.
Representative Berger changes her nay to aye. Representative Tomei.
Mr. Speaker, I was very distressed with the discourse on the floor this morning, and so I voted no on this bill. But actually, further looking at the bill, I could see that it did have some merits. It's unfortunate that the carrier did such a dishonorable job, but I will change my vote from no to yay.
Representative Tomei changes her vote from nay to aye. Since it appears there are several members who have reconsidered their vote, for the sake of our staff, why don't we do this in alphabetical order? Representative Bailey, how do you vote?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In honor of the other member of the 230 caucus, I'd like to change my vote to aye.
Bailey changes from nay to aye. Representative Bentz.
I wasn't going to stand up earlier, just because of pity, mostly having gone through this myself. But I did notice, I did look at this bill. I don't look at many of the other bills. I did look at this one. I noticed that the word retired was dropped out of the description of those who now can sneak in. And I was wondering about the broadening effect, the broadening impact that this is going to have upon like a flood of people, many of whom are not retired. And I worried about all the folks that are now going to find themselves subject to God knows who selling insurance. But nonetheless, I'm going to change my vote to aye.
Representative Benz changes from nay to aye. Representative Boone.
Mr. Speaker, I won't make such a big speech. I'll change my vote from nay to aye because I really like the representative from Clackamas.
Representative Boone changes from nay to aye. Representative Brune.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Despite deep concerns with the carrier and his spiky Eddie Haskell haircut, I'd like to change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Brune changes from nay to aye. Representative Cannon.
Out of gratitude to no longer be the youngest member of this body, I change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Cannon changes from nay to aye. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. After being misled briefly by an Oregon Duck alumni, I have since found the answer I needed, and I'm happy to vote for this bill. Change it to aye.
Representative Clem changes from nay to aye. Representative Cowan.
Mr. Speaker, I'm so sorry. I was temporarily distracted. I intend to vote aye.
Representative Cowan changes from nay to aye. Representative Chris Edwards.
I'd like to change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Chris Edwards changes from nay to aye. Representative David Edwards.
Also change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative David Edwards changes from nay to aye. Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I changed my vote from nay to aye, but I do wonder, I do have a problem trusting someone that does not shave.
Representative Esquivel changes from nay to aye. Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Freeman changes from nay to aye. Representative Galizio.
Mr. Speaker, I feel sorry for the kid. I'd like to change from nay to aye.
Representative Galizio changes from nay to aye. Representative Gelser.
Thank you. I'd like to change my vote from nay to aye, please.
Representative Gelser changes from nay to aye. Representative Gilliam.
I just want to say that I trust the representative from Happy Valley, even though he doesn't shave. Nay to aye.
Representative Gilliam changes from nay to aye. Representative Gilman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Change to nay to aye, and welcome to the House.
Representative Gilman changes to nay to aye. Representative Greenlick.
Mr. Speaker, in defense of those of us that don't shave, I change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Greenlick changes from nay to aye. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also changed my vote from nay to aye, and I had a brief conversation with some students out back, and though the representative indicated he was used to being left, they told me it was because he was the biggest kid in class and picked on him.
Representative Hanna changes from nay to aye. Representative Harker.
I'm a little bit concerned about the groupthink process that's going on in here, but I will not resist at this point in time, and I, too, will change from nay to aye, please.
Representative Harker changes from nay to aye. Representative Holvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I still have grave concerns that the elderly are being discriminated against, and we cannot get credit for our life experiences in the education system. It's still troubling me, but I think the elderly population is up to it, and we will show them. I changed my vote from yay to, or nay to yay.
Representative Holvey changes his vote from nay to aye. Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Seeing the error of my ways, I'd like to change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Huffman changes his vote from nay to aye. Representative Maurer.
Speaker, please change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Maurer changes his vote from nay to aye. Representative Nolan.
Mr. Speaker, I want to get in front of this parade, so I'm going to vote yes.
Representative Nolan changes from nay to aye. Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Change my vote from nay to aye, please.
Representative Reed changes from nay to aye. Representative Richardson.
Aye.
Representative Richardson changes from nay to aye. Representative Riley.
I was saddened to hear that Representative Esquivel doesn't trust me, but I'll change from nay to aye.
Representative Riley changes from nay to aye. Representative Roblin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Change from no to yes.
Representative Roblin changes from nay to aye. Representative Schaffler.
Mr. Speaker, I'm under extreme pressure from around the state, but especially a couple constituents who live with me in my house to shave. But because of that stress, I voted wrong, and I would like to change it from no to yes.
Representative Schaffler changes from nay to aye. Representative Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was on the fence about this bill, but primarily because of the wonderful response that the representative from Clackamas gave to Representative Gilliam, I will change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Shields changed from nay to aye. Representative Jefferson Smith.
Speaking as one of those who probably should shave, I have a deep philosophical disagreement with the bill, but such a strong feeling of loyalty to the carrier that I change my vote from nay to aye, and it's an honor to serve with you.
Representative Jefferson Smith changes from nay to aye. Representative Springer.
Please change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Springer changes from nay to aye. Representative Stigler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My young colleague done himself proud, so I changed my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Stigler changes from nay to aye. Representative Thatcher. Representative Thatcher changes from nay to aye. Representative Van Orman.
I would like to take this opportunity to say how glad I am that my name begins with V so that I can see where the way the wind is blowing. And because Representative Barton is my legislative neighbor, I will always support Mr. Barton.
Representative,
and I change my vote to yay.
Representative Van Orman changes from nay to aye. Representative Widener.
After clarification on the bill and having troubles understanding my fellow cohort, but I do admire him tremendously, and as long as you're not asking me to change his diaper, I will change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Widener changes from nay to aye. Representative Wisnett.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to change my vote from nay to yay in spirit of generation of partisan.
Representative Wisnett changes from nay to aye. Representative Wingard.
Mr. Speaker, because the good representative is my son, my 14-year-old son's favorite representative in the body, I'll change my vote from nay to aye.
Representative Winger changes from nay to aye. Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am swayed by the force of 59 others.
I also believe that in these very adverse economic times that it is critically important as part of our stimulus package to ensure that old insurers have an economic future. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to change my nay to yea.
Representative Witt changes from nay to aye. House Bill 2198, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. And for those who are visiting the chamber for the first time, you'll notice this is out of our normal practice, what you've just seen. This is in honor of the first new member of the House to carry a bill this session. So you will not see this replicated every day. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 5562 related to state financial administration and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 338 related to state financial administration, appropriated money, and declaring an emergency.
Bills read for the first time or passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, on your desk today, I put information on the Capital Foundation. I would encourage all of you, at the very least, to become a Capital friend. It will give you a discount in the Capital gift shop. It will show your support for this wonderful historic building. And if you'd like to donate more of your time, energy, and treasure to this wonderful organization, please see me. I'd be happy to help you interface with them. This is a great historic building and an Oregon treasure, and in our 150th year, we need to be cognizant of our connection here. Thank you.
Further announcements, Representative Holby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. About 2 weeks ago, I deployed my wife to Kentucky through rain, sleet, snow, ice, and a state of emergency, and she has successfully accomplished the first part of her mission in helping bring into life our first grandchild, Natalie Alexandria, 9 pounds, 9 ounces, born an hour and 40 minutes ago. Thank you.
Congratulations. Further announcements. Remonstrances. Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, February 3rd.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, February 3rd, 2009.
Representative Jensen moves that the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, February 3rd, 2009. Without objection, the House adjourns.